Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Favor Life, The Process of There. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, and we've been going through this faith process, this faith walk of there, the place that God calls us to. And it is the faith calling where we see God demonstrate the word that he calls us to in our lives, for our lives, and as we are transformed line upon line, precept upon precept, faith to faith, height to height, depth to depth, glory to glory, we become as he is and change many lives, save many lives, touch many generations and nations. And it is amazing that God chooses unlikely people to do a miraculous thing in through the blood of his son. So we walk through this process by faith, trusting God that as we digest the word of God and we apply it to our everyday life by faith, obeying God and everything that he's called us to, we see the demonstration of his power refining us in such a way that it is amazing, because we understand if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, our enemies, our flesh, everything around us would have consumed us. But thanks be unto God who calls us to triumph. He causes us to triumph in him because of the word that he's spoken over our life and the purpose that he has for us. So I'm grateful for that. We've been looking at ordinary people in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but just ordinary people. And we've been watching their life and the word of God for their life and their decisions, some of them good, some of them bad. But we've watched God bring them out of every situation that they're in because he's faithful and because he's called them to a place that he's already assigned to them. And as they trust and obey, we see that demonstration. God does the same with us. He's called us to something greater beyond where we are. And as we trust him, we will see him prove the word that he's spoken concerning us. We've been looking at the book of Exodus. Exodus means so very many things. And we know that it is a book that lets us see the children of Israel leaving the place of bondage, the place of enslavement, the place where a Pharaoh and a nation has captured them and kept them in a place of bondage. But the word of God comes to set them free, not only from the physical slavery, but the spiritual slavery as well. And we see that even though God sets them free, because Israel's mind had still captured the place of where they were formerly, it was the new generation that embraced all that God had said. But we're going to look at the place that they're in, this place that they're in. The Lord is dealing with me about this place. Sometimes we get in this place while we're waiting on God that we feel as if the Lord has really forsaken us, left us, that we are walking alone and that he doesn't understand what we're going through. This same type of feeling, this same type of this almost despair is seen with Job. It is seen with David when David's enemies were trying to triumph over him. It is a place where you've known the presence of God and you've known the demonstration of God and you've seen God be good to you. But here you are in a place where it seems like God is so far from you. And that's where we're picking it up. The children of Israel themselves the generation that is being Exodus did not see or know God in the realm where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did. Jacob knew God. His children, his sons saw this demonstration of God and his power and the relationship in their father's life, because they saw God bless him and protect him and give him good things and even preserve the family. They have died off, and the children of Israel have not heard God speak to them the entire time that they have been in slavery. It's almost as if God was not talking to them, that he was far from them. So they're in this place where they've heard about the goodness. They've heard what God did for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They heard how God preserved their lives through Joseph. They've heard all of these things, but they have not witnessed this. So God is coming back to stir their faith and to stir their belief when he sends Moses and when he allows these plagues to happen and when he steps in and finally defeats their adversary. They will see God demonstrate his power even as they're journeying, and their enemy will come against them and win as long as they stay in the will of God. So we see that they are going to now experience what they heard about, but they haven't gotten that yet. And so they're at a place where it seems like God is so far from them. The book of Psalms, the 13th chapter of Psalms, this is David. But some of the things that David says is likened to the book of Job, because it's what Job experienced himself and what Job felt. And sometimes we are in that place that we're just, God, I know you. I've had a relationship with you, and I know what you said, and I know what you're capable of. There's nothing too hard for you, but why does it feel like you're so far from me, and it feels like I'm not winning, and it feels as if I'm not going to make it? You have to believe the report and the word of God despite how you're feeling, because our feelings will fade, but the word of God will remain faithful forever and ever and ever and ever, and that's what we have to run to. David says this, how long will you forget me? And sometimes we feel that way, that God has forgotten us. How long will you forget me, Lord? Forever? And that's what we feel like. We're in a place that he's really, really so far from us. We can't hear, we can't touch, we can't even feel him. And Jesus felt this, but it was in a so much greater degree when he was on the cross. It was so much greater and so many dimensions greater than what we ever, ever, ever feel. And we have to remember that even though it might feel this way to the physical, and we cannot grab God the way we want to, we have to remember the word. The word of God says that he's nigh us, that he's a very present help, that he would never leave us nor forsaken us. And when we're going through these testing places, when it feels like God is so far from us, we have to go back and grab the word, not the place of our emotions, not the place where our mind is talking to us. We have to go back and grab the word and take that word and begin to rehearse it and recite it and echo it until faith grabs a hold of it and we believe what we're reading, what we're quoting, what we're saying. We believe it, that we make our spirits, make our hearts, make our will agree with the word of God. He says, how long will you forget me? How long will you look the other way when I am in need? And I have been there. Oh, I have been there so many, many times. And even in certain situations now in my life. And I have to get that word and say, God, I'm in a test. But even in the test, you're going to supply my need. Because when I look at the word of God, and I look and see that even when Israel was in their test, when they were being reproved and refined, God took care of them. God supplied their need. You look at Jonah, God supplied his need. You look at the prophet Elisha and Elijah, God supplied their need. You look at Moses, God supplied his need. You look at everyone in the Bible, and God supplied their need even in the midst of their test. Even in the midst of their weight, look at Ruth. Look at Ruth, famine. God supplied the need. God supplied the need. So whatever the need is while I'm waiting on my appointed time, my need is going to be met. While I'm waiting for the place of my complete release and my complete victory, God is going to sustain me. He's going to make sure that I live, that I don't go under. He will not fail me. He will make sure that a door is open that no man can open. He will make sure if he has to send the ravens to feed me, he's going to make sure that that supply, he is faithful to do what he said. And that's what I have to grab. That's what you have to grab. It's the word of hope in the place where you can't see or see God. You've got to grab the word. How long will I be hidden daily, hiding daily, anguished in my heart? How long will my
shall my enemies have the upper hand. And see, that's the place that he's in. Another interpretation says it this way. It says, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts? And that's the place where I'm trying to get you to. It is your thoughts that are trying to refute or go against the word of God. But you've got to bring your mind in. That's why I said grab the Bible, every scripture that you for your situation, and begin to rehearse it and echo it and decree it until faith grabs a hold of your words. And you believe that God is and will do what he says. You have to, because the wrestling is going on to make you doubt that God will do what he said, that God is faithful, that God will show up, that God will come through. And you've got to go back and say, no, I'm going to grab the word. I'm going to speak to my spirit. And I'm going to make my mind conform to the will of God. I'm going to make my will conform to the will of God. So we see here, this is what he says. He says, how long must I wrestle with my thoughts? And every day sorrow in my heart. See, because your heart is trying to, the enemy wants to make your heart, the situation be so that it feels like your heart is going to fail you. It feels as if your heart and your hope in God is in a place that he cannot feel, but that is not true. He's touched by the feelings of our infirmities. He knows exactly where we are. And when he's finished trying us, when we go through this process, we're going to come forth as pure gold. And you have to understand that it is only a test. These things come to make us strong. And no, we do not like them. But I promise you, if you go through it praising God, believing the word, trusting God, you're going to come forth, and you're going to come forth better than you were. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. You're going to come through better. You're going to come stronger. Your spirit is going to grow and mature in the Lord. Allow the place that the enemy is trying to use to look more dark than what it really is to be the place where you forget who your God is and the word that is true. For the word is God. It's Jesus. So when I speak the word, I'm speaking Jesus. I'm speaking him out of my mouth, because the Bible says he's the word. He is the word. So I'm speaking Jesus in word form out of my mouth, and I'm commanding the rhema utterance, the utterance of life, to go and reshape, to perform, to meet me, to supply, to heal, to deliver, to answer, to reprove, whatever it is. I'm speaking it by faith, not just saying words, but I'm speaking it by faith, knowing that these words will not return back void, but they will accomplish, because they are the words of God. They are Jesus. So you have to remember that. Don't allow the enemy, your flesh, your feelings, your emotion, or your own heart to deceive you, to make you think that God is not good and that God won't show up. Go back and get that word. Go back and grab that word and speak to yourself, because where you're at, there are other people in the Bible that's been there. But if you keep reading, God shows up. God comes in, and he makes sure that they understand, I am faithful. If you look at the lives of everyone that has been in this place, God demonstrates his power. He demonstrates his word. He demonstrates his faithfulness. And he will do the same for you. I know that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Don't be despaired. Don't give up. Don't let go. Go back and grab the word. He will speak. I don't care how long it's been. He will speak to you. He will show up. That's what he did with the children of Israel. They were in bondage for over 400 years. But God shows up and speaks to Moses and Aaron and lets them know, I haven't forgotten you. I've heard your cry. I'm coming through. I'm going to do this for you. I'm coming in power. I'm going to demonstrate my strength. It's going to be my strong arm that's going to deliver. And the same God back then, same God right now, same God that performed then, same God that will perform now, same God that answered back then, same God that will. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Do not give up. to not give in. Grab the word of God. Encourage yourself until faith proves that God will answer and show up on time. I pray that you've been encouraged and empowered in this 15 minutes, and we pray that you will meet us tomorrow at the same time, and we will see and hear from God again and be encouraged in our walk of faith, process of there on Favor Life. God bless you.